All this week, we've been hearing from candidates vying for their chance to become Idaho's next governor. Today, we hear from Dalton Ben Kennedy, a 38-year-old single father of two from Boise, who is running his campaign without much of a budget. The Republican spoke with James Dawson. He breaks with more members of his party in advocating for a taxpayer-funded universal health care system.
Everyone pays for Medicaid out of their checks. So why is it when everyone can't use Medicaid? You know, if you look at the people who are not only paying for Medicaid, but can't use it because, you know, they make too much money, but yet have to pay several hundred dollars per month on their insurance, why not tack an extra 10% onto their taxes and then just let everyone use the Medicaid?
So you're talking about a universal healthcare system?
Kind of, yes. I mean, I know that everyone calls it socialism, but I really don't look at it as socialism because everyone's already paying into it. I mean, why not use it? If you're going to pay for it, why not use it?
Moving on to education, Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle the problem of getting more kids to graduate and be ready for the high-skilled jobs that are available and in demand?
I honestly believe a lot of that actually comes from the fact that when the bubble popped in 2008, we lost so much money, over $325 million from the school budget. And I don't know, in my eyes, that's criminal. I mean, it never should have happened. It should have been taken from other places. Other places could have done with a little bit less. And first and foremost, we got to get that money back to the schools. There's really no clear way of really where it should come from. You know, my thought is, you know, bring back the racetrack. Allow gambling into the state, but have it state controlled and ran, and then use the revenue, you know, the revenue from that, to literally just put it right back in the schools. Yes, I do see there is going to be some issues there, you know, as far as like the crime side.
Well, and I was going to say a lot of states have to use some of that revenue to treat gambling addiction and things like that. But you think that the positives outweigh the negatives in that respect?
Yes, I do. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I do see there will be a lot of, you know, there will be some people who are going to abuse it. I mean, you got people who abuse alcohol. We're not getting rid of alcohol. No, the state's still getting the revenue from that.
Idaho has this rich Western heritage. When people think of Idaho, they think of the West.
Oh, yes.
Especially out east and anywhere really in the country. And that's really valued in its rural areas. So since Idaho is the fastest growing state in the country, how would you want to try and preserve that identity while also realizing that it's changing, the state is changing at an incredible pace?
Well, that's a tough one, actually. We do need growth. We can't, you know, stop that, because if we stop that or even pause it for a few, you know, we'll die. We'll die as a state. But at the same time, we need to keep our lands public. You know, if people from out of state want to come in and buy some land, we've got to make sure that it's in the contract stating that they can't close off that land or landlocked BLM land. And if they do, I mean, make them pay for it. We just got to do our best to try to balance both the growth and the heritage. And, you know, I'm not a native Idahoan. I'm a transplant myself. But that's what made me love Idaho was its culture. It's, you know, I drive 5 minutes and I'm fishing or I'm hunting. That's what made me stay. I mean, the beautiful mountains and everything else.
So with such a contested primary, we have 7 Republicans in this race, of which you are one. How do you plan to represent those who might not vote for you if you were to win the primary?
Honestly, if I do win the primary, first of all, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'll be shocked, you know, because I'm not raising the millions like everyone else. I'm doing this on my own. No money, absolutely $0 coming in. You know, so I'm trying to do this corruption-free to show that there is an option and I'm not going to be held to anyone, you know, except for the civilians of Idaho. They, you know, that's what the governor's job is. He's a civil servant. He should only be held to the standard of the civilians of Idaho.
Well, what would you say to people who might take a look at that, see, oh, he's raising $0. How can I take him seriously?
Actually, I do get that a lot. I mean, you know, I tell, because my campaign is, you know, I'm walking through Walmart. Hi, you know, my name is Ben Kennedy. I'm running for governor. And first thing that comes out of the mouth is, really? I know I may not look like a serious candidate, but you won't get anyone who is more willing to work for you and ask you a question than me and say, okay, and then take you honestly and seriously listen to you and say, what can we do? What can I do to help, you know, everyone out without stepping on anyone's constitutional rights? And that's where I draw the line. I'm, as long as it doesn't break the Constitution.
That was Dalton Ben Kennedy speaking with James Dawson. Up next, we hear from Steve Pankey. He was once in the Idaho Constitution Party, but now is running as a Republican. He lives in Twin Falls and says his Christian faith informs much of his conservative politics. Our Frankie Barnhill spoke with Pankey by phone and started by asking how he would help the 62,000 Idahoans stuck in the Medicaid gap.
I want to go back to buying health insurance across state lines. I believe you will get better health care at lower prices if more companies in different states compete for Idaho people buying health insurance. Now, specifically, your question deals with people who can't afford it and all. And I would like to see wealthy Idaho businessmen who have been blessed in the state of Idaho, churches, Christian charitable institutions, all religions, do more, step up to the plate.
Okay, so as governor, how would you encourage that charities or rich individuals step in to help people who don't have health insurance? I guess if it's not mandated or it's not in the law of any kind.
That's a good question. It has to come from a heart of the people to do that. It isn't government's responsibility to keep people from failing or not succeeding. Government's basic responsibility is to protect our life, our God-given inalienable rights, life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness.
Next question is about education. Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. So how would you tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years?
Not all students are going to go on to college. Not all students are equipped to go on to college. However, I would like to see a return to technical schools or at the ninth grade in the school that a student who knows he or she knows they won't go on to college to be able to, if they want to be an electrician, plumber, something in the trades, that they can become an apprentice in that trade through an alliance with a private company. And then by the time they graduate from high school, they would be earning anywhere from $50,000 to $90,000 a year.
So you live in Twin Falls, which is going through a lot of growth as it changes from rural to a small city. That story is happening in other parts of the state, too. So what would you do to preserve Idaho's rural traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country?
Again, local control, local responsibility, as many of those decisions can best be done on a local level. Anytime we move, we concentrate powers in either the state or federal government, I think we mess up, because what works in Boise may not work in a small rural community. Our heritage needs to be stated through schools. It needs to be stated through Idaho Public TV. It needs to be out there. Our founding fathers feared two things most. Ignorance was number one, and number two was concentration of powers.
So with such a contested primary, if you're elected governor, how do you plan to represent those who might not vote for you in the primary?
They're included. Their voice matters. They're Idahoans. I am here to serve the sovereign citizens of the state of Idaho. Their voice is included. Democrats, me on the most conservative end of the Republican Party, we can all work together for the betterment of Idaho. What we have to be is integrity 101. We can work together.
That was Steve Pankey talking to Frankie Barnhill. You can find our conversations with each candidate for governor at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.